You know, I look back now and I think, boy, they had me pegged right from the start. And one of the things that they said in that first meeting was a comment that went, you know, your reality is your whole world, or you and your world, are out of balance, and your standard of living is so close to a nightmare. We're sure you must all be asleep. And, you know, that kind of struck me. And
that's strange.
Yeah, and it made an impression, and I still didn't say much.
And at that point, Penny, it's just, you're just hearing things, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, I didn't really see anything for quite some time. And I think, you know, the voices, because it was a group of voices. It was obviously not a single elf. There were,
I mean, were they like coming and going, different voices? And
yeah.
And you could tell the difference?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, and all talking at once, which gave it a sort of a ringing quality. That kind of struck me. And in the end, you know, I just kind of went back to the house and didn't really think too much about it. About a week or two later, I couldn't get them off my mind. And I thought, well, you know, maybe I'll go out and see if I can deliberately raise those voices again.
Now, at this point, though, were you thinking, I made this up, or just it was in my mind?
Yeah, I did. It wasn't at all. I think if I had thought otherwise, I probably would have, you know, not gone back out. I would have been too shy or too afraid. So I went out about 2 weeks later and, you know, just kind of waited. And, you know, they did come back, and we did have a conversation. And because I had been an engineer, I have a piece of my personality that is really very left-brained,
mm-hmm.
call it.
Pretty mechanical.
Yeah. I wanted some kind of proof, you know, some kind of something that would say this wasn't my imagination. And that was a piece of how I operated, even in all of my other, what I'll call the other areas of my life in which I did psychic work. I was very clairvoyant.
So you're pretty practical in the midst of paranormal things.
Yeah, I'm
okay.
A farmer. You know, there's a piece of me that says if you can't eat it and you can't wear it and you can't drive it, you know, what good is it?
And you can't see it.
Right, then it's not real. And so I went out the second time, and we actually got into a conversation, and I ended up making a deal with them, and the deal started a long relationship that is ongoing today. So it's been about 13 years.
13 now. Years. Now, how did you, the second time, summon them to come back?
I think part of it is intention. You know, it was, okay, you know, let's see what I can do here. In other psychic work, when you want something to happen, you have to literally state an intention. And then you have to watch the signs, you have to watch what you notice. Do you know what I mean? You have to pay attention to what you're paying attention
mm-hmm.
to.
Oh, you have to be aware of everything around you.
Right. Yes, because you don't know how a particular kind of information is going to come in. And so, you know, I just started out, and I think at the time I was walking along, and there was a big stone that had been turned out of its spot. It was like sticking up, standing straight up out of a hole. And I was walking along.
Like it would have been moved?
Yeah, right. And I was kind of empty at that minute. And as I walked along, I happened to come up on that stone. And at that moment, I heard a voice say, "Look under it and you'll find the pot of gold." And I immediately, you know, without thinking, you know, I stopped and bent down and looked under the rock, and there was nothing there.
No pot of gold, huh?
No, No, but I think it was a test, maybe.
And did you hear little elves laughing? Hee-hee in the background?
I didn't hear anything laughing, but I did laugh at myself.
Now, at what point, though, now, so this is the second time, did you say, what are you, who are you people, who are, you know, what's going on here? Did you try to find out who they were or what they were?
No, I didn't. I really wasn't quite that logical. it was really quite a long time before I got to the point of wondering, and that was October, end of October, where we were first meeting, and then it was probably the following spring.
So you really, it didn't even dawn on you to figure out who they were? You didn't care?
I did care. I assumed after that meeting that they were elves. And I didn't question that assumption, except in the deal that I made. I wanted to make this deal.
And tell me what the deal was.
Well, the deal was we have a vineyard, and it's a small vineyard. We were raising grapes for Welsh foods, you know, the grape jelly.
Oh, yeah, people. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. And we would normally get maybe 30 tons of grapes per year.
Is that a lot?
That's for the amount of grapes that we had, that was really an average amount.
Okay.
Okay. When I made the deal was for 100 tons of grapes.
Oh, you wanted three times what you were pulling out of there.
Yeah, I did. They basically questioned whether I was asking for too little. I mean, their attitude right from the beginning was, is that all you're going to ask for?
And you were doing this not because you were greedy or anything. You were doing this. This is what you wanted as proof, right?
That's how I started. But I did get greedy later on.
All right. Well, we'll get into that. But when you cut this deal with these elves, and you want now 100 tons of grapes, mm-hmm. Now to me, when you cut a deal, the other side wants something too. What do they want, if anything?
Well, they wanted two things, actually. The first thing was that they wanted me to tell the world that there were such things as elves. And I wasn't at all sure that I was going to do that if, in fact, we did get 100 tons of grapes.
Oh, you were going to renege on the deal?
Well,
not good. Not wise, Penny. Not with elves.
Well, yeah, that's really what turned out. And it turned out much differently than what I had expected. I thought it was just going to be, this real simple thing. They also asked me to walk my land.
How many acres did you have?
We have 57 acres.
Okay, that's a pretty good-sized farm.
Yeah, and I, at the time, thought that that was a non-role. There was nothing, no reason for me, as far as I could see, to walk my land.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought, okay.